Sitting by a window, illuminated by a gorgeous day, Stacy Flagg of Eagle River is prying open a bundle of crab legs.
It's really prickly. It's got the little spines on it.
It is the week of the Iditarod Trail sled dog race finish, and Flagg is taking a break from the festivities to indulge in Pingo Bakery Seafood House's annual King Crab Leg lunch.
I didn't even want to look. I just said, I'm having the crab legs. I don't care what it costs. If it was up to my husband, I would have only eaten the stuff he brought from the grocery store in Anchorage.
Flagg says she ordered the crab legs because of the region's access to freshly caught king crab from the Norton Sound.
And I guess they catch it right out under the ice. They catch it right here in Nome. So it's kind of like when in Nome, you got to eat crab legs.
I was joking with somebody the other day that lived where there's farmers markets. I'm like, well, we don't really have that, but we do have this. And it's kind of like what we have instead is access to, you know, seasonal foods that are unique to here.
Erica Prismont is the chef and owner of Pingo Bakery Seafood House, which first opened its doors 4 years ago. The crab leg lunch has become an Iditarod tradition for this small restaurant. It has a following ranging from locals and those visiting Nome for the Iditarod finish.
We've had crab leg lunch every year that we've had Iditarod. People really ask about it, yeah. And we've gotten enough steady customers over the years that sort of know that that's one of our things, that they come back the next year and they say, hey, do you have it yet?
Earlier this year, the sea ice conditions in the Norton Sound were not favorable and caused a delay in the opening of the commercial crab fishery. There was a time Prismont questioned where she would get her supply of crab for the winter season. This uncertainty put Prismont in a difficult position due to her reliance on local crabbers for fresh, affordable king crab. Even though this situation made Prismont nervous about her menu, she claims the availability of ingredients is not just a challenge for restaurants that rely on local food sources.
I think the challenges for relying on local are just the same as the challenges for trying to get food in general. It's a bit of a coin toss. Might be available that day, it might not. And so you always have to have like a plan B, plan C, plan D.
Looking towards the future, Prismont says she's not sure how changing weather patterns and crab regulations will affect her restaurant, but she hopes to offer the crab leg lunch for many Iditarods to come.
It's pretty hard to be worried about something that none of us really have control over. We don't have control over the weather or the crab supply or whatever it is that crab like to eat for lunch, you know. Just have to have faith and hope that it'll be okay. There's no other choice.
In Nome for KNOM, I'm Mitch Borden.